Welcome back to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast. This is the podcast for inspiration and encouragement where I teach the Bible, the Word of God, simply. So let's talk about some Bible verses that you're probably using out of context. Why is it that so many Bible verses are taken out of context? For some, there is no excuse, but you are willfully doing it to suit your own needs. For others, it's ignorance or laziness because you either just don't know or you refuse to take the time to read the scripture for yourself and have left it up to your pastor or faith leader. Now, no matter the reason, if you're using scripture out of context, you need to stop. Let's look at Philippians 4:13. We all know this verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, it doesn't mean what you think it does. Have you been hungry with no options? Have you lost everything? Have you ever been homeless? Have you also had everything in your life at one time, and yet through it all, you were completely and utterly dependent on the Lord? Now, if you haven't, then you cannot amen this verse. Think about where Paul, Shaul, was. He was a brilliant Pharisee and student of the great Gamaliel, who was then shipwrecked, beaten, and left for dead, jailed and ridiculed, to then be able to say, while imprisoned, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Now let's be honest, we're ready to lose it if our order isn't out on time. So you see, this verse isn't about some superpower you'll have when you face a temporary trial. This is about being on your last dime with no hope of making that next payment and still being able to say confidently, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Remembering that the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's Job 1:21. And it's not about wishful thinking that because I am confident that the Lord will provide, that gives me license to wait and do nothing. Remember, Shaul, Paul, well, he was a tent maker. Okay, let's move on to Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst. Absolutely does not mean what you think it does. In fact, it has nothing to do with a prayer meeting where we can all agree on something so that the Lord will then act on our behalf. The only way to understand this verse, and any other verse for that matter, is to read it in context. And that means either reading several verses before it, or even the entire chapter or letter. Now, before we get there, did you know that Matthew 18:1-7 should scare the living daylights out of many people? But alas, it has not, because we still have the Joel Osteens, the T.D. Jakes of the world, and some pretty popular YouTubers still doing what they do. But all is not lost, because in verses 12 through 14, there is a picture of salvation if you want to be found. Now, to prove this point, all we have to do is look at Ezekiel 18 to find where it says that if you turn from your unrighteousness and start acting righteously, then the Lord will not utterly destroy you. Okay, let's get back to Matthew 18:20. In order for it to be applied correctly, you have to start in verse 15, because if you don't, you are setting snares for the little ones, and we already saw a pretty terrifying warning back in verse 7. But here's what it says starting in verse 15. Moreover, if your brother commits a sin against you, go and show him his fault, but privately, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won back your brother. If he doesn't listen, take one or two others with you so that every accusation can be supported by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to hear them, tell the congregation. And if he refuses to listen even to the congregation, treat him as you would a pagan or tax collector. Yes, I tell you people that whatever you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. To repeat, I tell you that if two or three of you here on earth agree about anything people ask, it will be for them from my Father in heaven. For wherever two or three are assembled in my name, I am there with them." That's Matthew 18:15-20. Okay, so now let's further prove this point that it has nothing to do with petitioning the Lord for this thing we want. Just turn way back to Deuteronomy 19:15, where it says this: "One witness alone will not be sufficient to convict a person of any offense or sin of any kind. The matter will be established only if there are two or three witnesses testifying against him." Again, that's Deuteronomy 19:15. So you see, it has nothing to do with a prayer meeting petitioning the Lord for this thing we want to happen. This is how we are supposed to deal with correction in the body of Messiah. Now, if this has blessed you, please comment, share it, subscribe. Hey, and go check out my books on Amazon: The Periodic Table of Character Traits, The Design Elements to Living Your Best Life Now, which was published in 2019, and my newest release, Genesis Explained, a beginner's commentary to the book of Genesis, chapters 1 through 8. As well as go check out my YouTube channel, where you can help support this ministry through merchandise, a small donation, and just subscribing. So thank you. God bless you. We'll see you soon.